InternetCases.com podcast, April 8th, 2005.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to this week's podcast coming to you in MP3 from Chicago, Illinois, USA. I'm Evan Brown, an attorney, and I'm the author of the weblog found at InternetCases.com. Thanks for tuning in. I'd like to talk with you this week about a case decided by the Federal Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in Bosley Medical versus Kramer. This case has gotten quite a bit of attention this past week on the internet, and you may have read about it in an April 5th posting on InternetCases.com entitled, "Non-Commercial Use of Bosley Medical Trademark as Domain Name Does Not Constitute Infringement." This is a case dealing with what are commonly known as gripe sites, which are usually set up by dissatisfied customers of businesses or disgruntled former employees, and their purpose is to do just as their name implies, gripe about the target company. One of the hallmarks of a true gripe site is that the URL for the site will somehow incorporate the company's name. Often it'll be the company's name followed by the word sucks, then .com. For example, ABC Corporation sucks, .com. In this case, the defendant set up a site that had as its URL one of the plaintiff's registered trademarks, Bosley Medical. The site was BosleyMedical.com. Here's a bit of background. Defendant Kramer was unhappy with the hair replacement surgery he got from Bosley Medical. To get even, he registered the domain name BosleyMedical.com back in 2000. He began communicating with Bosley shortly thereafter, expressing his dissatisfaction and demanding certain compensation. After he didn't get the results he wanted from Bosley, he began in 2001 to use the domain name for a website critical of Bosley's services. The site was complete with information about a government investigation of Bosley that took place nearly 10 years ago. Also, the site linked to a sister site, BosleyMedicalViolations.com, that contained links that a user could click on to get to a news group, which in turn linked to some of Bosley's competitors in the hair replacement industry. It's important to note that Kramer didn't earn any money from the BosleyMedical.com site. That fact is important because, as we'll see in just a moment or two, one of the critical elements is that the site was not being used for commercial purposes. Understandably, Bosley was upset that one of its registered trademarks was being used for an unflattering website, so it filed suit in federal court against Kramer, alleging several claims, such as trademark infringement and violations of the Anti-Cybersquatting Consumer Protection Act. The district court granted summary judgment on Kramer's claims, however, holding that his use of the trademark and the domain name was non-commercial in nature, and in order to win on an action for trademark infringement, one has to show that the infringing mark is being used in a commercial manner. The district court made the same conclusion for the cybersquatting claim, holding that one has to show the domain name being used in a commercial manner to be successful under the anti-cybersquatting portion of the Trademark Act. Part of the lower court's decision was correct, and part of it wasn't. On appeal, the Ninth Circuit, in the present case, affirmed as to the claims for trademark infringement. It held that the site was indeed not being used in a commercial manner, so there could not be trademark infringement. This part of the decision seems to get the most attention, and several commentators have claimed that it's a great victory for gripe sites. But declaring it a victory for gripe sites is overstating the court's holding for one important reason. The Ninth Circuit reversed the district court's decision on the issue of cyber squatting. Kramer may not be off the hook for his registration and use of the domain name. The appellate court determined that the lower court improperly concluded that a domain name must be used for commercial purposes for one to violate the Anti-Cyber Squatting Consumer Protection Act. The court relied on the 2004 Eighth Circuit decision in Coca-Cola versus Purdy to note that the use of a domain name in connection with a site that makes a non-commercial or fair use of a mark does not necessarily mean that the domain name registrant lacked bad faith. Essentially, the appellate court decided that Kramer had gotten off too easily in the district court. Even though he wasn't using the site for commercial purposes, his registration and use of the site in the manner he had might still be illegal. Because the lower court hadn't properly considered the question, the appellate court sent it back for further determination. Well, that's it for this week's podcast. Thanks for listening. Remember, all that I've said here is merely for your information and entertainment. If you need legal advice, please personally consult with an attorney. For more information on the music you're hearing, please be sure to check the show notes and the blog post to come from this podcast. As always, your comments are welcome. Send me an email at ebrown@internetcases.com. I'll talk to you again next week.